Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you? Alive.
Hanging in. I got a couple vaccines yesterday and it kind of kicked
Fun.
my butt. And then
Yeah.
2 days ago, I had a 6.5 hour long tattoo.
Damn.
So, and then before that, we went out for collective birthday night,
Yeah.
early birthday night. We went to Back East for Soft Pretzel. Then
Yes,
we went to the arcade bar.
we did, and it was a lot of fun.
It was fun. Me and Tay sang karaoke.
I missed it because I was outside.
That's okay. We couldn't stand next to each other because it gave off like microphone feedback. And she was like, "Oh, you can't stand next to speakers." So I was like literally standing like in the middle of the tables around like strangers. It was so awkward. I was like, I don't like this. It was a weird setup for
Yeah, it
karaoke.
really was. There's no little stage area.
Yeah, it was just like literally sing wherever, but don't go near the speakers.
Yeah, it was bizarre.
Was very bizarre. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah.
I beat Tay at basketball.
Of course you did.
Of course I did.
You're 7'7".
True.
Everybody knows
I'm
that.
very tall.
Yeah.
If it, listener, I am very tall.
Everybody knows
Everybody knows.
It was nice to see everybody.
It was.
I take a break. So my house is up for sale. So that's exciting.
Oh
We haven't had any showings yet, which is
no.
stressful. Our realtor isn't worried. It's been on the market for 5 days.
5 days.
So not like a huge amount of time. And we've already had over 1,000 views on our listing. So that's cool.
One of those is me.
One of them is me too. It was so funny. Whenever I sent that to you guys, I went and clicked on it and did like the virtual walkthrough. And I was like, oh my God, it's like I'm in that house. It's so cool. And I'm like literally sitting in the dining room and Michael's like, the fuck is wrong with you?
I'm literally there.
I just love it. I love 3D tours.
Yeah,
They're so
they're
cool.
really fun.
They're way more fun than being in the house.
True.
So if it's echoey, dear listener, it's because my entire office that we record in is empty.
It's bare.
It's so weird. Did you forget what color the wall
I
was?
had no idea that it was color. I really did not.
And how could you?
Yeah. Every inch was covered, person
Yeah.
at home.
Yeah, not anymore. It took a full day just to like break down this room.
I bet.
Yeah, I had so much stuff. Boxes and boxes of stuff for mini brands. And six, you know those like lawn and garden trash bags? They're just humongous. I had six of those full of stuffed animals.
Oh wow. It's your collection.
Yeah. I felt like a stupid little bitch doing it. I was like, this is so fucking dumb. Why am I like this? It's fine whenever it's like all love because I've collected it slowly over the years, but like packing it all up and moving it to a second location, I was just like, I hate myself.
This is a problem.
But I didn't have time to like go through stuff and like see if I actually wanted to keep it. I just literally had time to get it the fuck out.
Yeah.
So once I start unpacking, that'll be a fun adventure for me to see.
Rediscovery.
Yeah, like, do I actually want to keep this? Yes or no? I hope I'm good at getting rid of stuff because I do have a lot of stuff. And I don't think wherever I move to in the future, past my parents' house, like I don't think I'll have a house this big.
Yeah.
Because this is a pretty big house. And I need to like think about that. Like, I'm not gonna have space to put all my shit.
You're
Think about it.
gonna have to have a garage sale.
Yeah. An estate sale.
Yeah.
Pretend I'm dead.
Just fake your own death.
Oh.
I'll sell your stuff. I'll cry about it too.
We could weekend at Bernie's it and I could just
Yeah.
like pretend to be dead, like there. And
Yes.
put sunglasses on me and just lay there.
That was hers. She's pointing at the dead body.
Let's do
Okay. I'm on board.
it. All right. Well, happy Fearsome Fridays, y'all. Happy birth month to Bay and Charlotte, my baby.
I guess.
And pretty much your entire family.
All my siblings, yes.
What are you drinking?
Well, I'm glad you asked. I'm drinking a lychee fruit tea with lychee popping boba in it.
Aww.
And it's very good. What are you drinking?
I'm drinking strawberry milk tea with boba.
Ooh.
And it's amazing.
Really good. We went to this place whose name I'm not going to say.
Yeah,
because they didn't pay us to advertise.
And because it's our place now.
Yeah.
No one else. We're gatekeeping.
We're gatekeeping.
We kick everyone else out that's in there.
We're ours now. Ours now.
Only customers.
It was very cute in there.
It was so cute. And they had like video games and like a foosball table.
They had a Roku set up.
They had food and like good food.
Yes.
But like not big enough portions that you would probably go there for like a meal.
Mm-hmm.
But like easily for like what we did.
Yeah.
We each got like a snack. I got a steam bun.
I got the cutest little piggy buns. You have to post a picture.
I will.
Okay. So
they
cute.
They were so cute.
They were adorable.
How'd they even make them that cute?
I don't know. I'm assuming they're frozen and sent to them.
No. You think?
I mean, they're too perfect.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Who knows?
They strike me as a family run business.
Yeah.
So I just assume some like really old grandma makes them in her kitchen and sends them off.
Perhaps.
All right. Well, I guess let's get started unless you have any other hot goss.
No.
Okay. This week, I'm going to tell you about Nanny Doss, who was born Nancy Hazel.
Okay.
Doss was also referred to as the Giggling Granny,
aww,
the Lonely Hearts Killer,
oh,
the Black Widow,
okay,
and for some reason, Lady Bluebeard.
Two of those are okay. And two of them are suspicious.
Yeah, get ready, because her whole life be suspicious.
It doesn't.
Yeah. All right, so let's start with her early life. Nanny was born on November 4th, 1905 in Alabama. She was born to Louisa Lou, who went by Lou, and James Hazel. So Lou and James Hazel.
Oh.
Nanny was one of five children. Both Nanny and her mother hated James, who was a controlling and abusive father and husband. James would force his children to work on the family farm, refusing to let the children go to school. And I read from one source, and I didn't put it in here because I didn't see it anywhere else,
mm-hmm,
that she was also prostituted out by her dad.
Evil.
But, you know, take that with a grain of salt, because I only read it once. At age 9, while the family was taking a train to visit relatives in southern Alabama, Nanny hit her head on a metal bar on the seat in front of her when the train suddenly stopped. For years after, she suffered severe headaches, blackouts, and depression. She blamed these on her mental instability and her mental instability on that accident.
Uh-oh.
So.
Foreshadowing.
Yep. Shitty dad. Trauma to the head.
Yep.
That's the, you know, the sugar spice, everything nice.
Yep.
Chemical X. All right. During childhood, her favorite hobby was reading her mother's romance magazines and dreaming of her own romantic future.
Oh.
Whoa. So echoey.
Really?
Furthermore, her favorite part was the Lonely Hearts column. Nanny's father forbade the Hazel sisters from wearing makeup and attractive clothing as he believed it would prevent them from being molested by men. So that's why I was like, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Only I can get you molested.
Gross.
Sad.
He also forbade them to go to dances or any other social events. So they were just farm girls.
That's not fair. Social events are fun.
I mean, it was 1905, well, probably like 1911. That's such a crazy thing to think about. That's a long time.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to fast forward to her first marriage.
Aww.
Nanny was first married at the age of 16.
Oh, no.
Because of course she was.
Yeah.
To a Charlie Braggs, who was a co-worker at a linen factory.
Okay.
With her father's approval, they married after only 4 months of dating.
Ew.
Hey, that sounds like my first marriage. But I wasn't 16. Braggs was the only son of a single mother who insisted on continuing to live with him after he married.
Weird.
Nanny later wrote, quote, "I married, as my father wished, in 1921 to a boy I only knowed for 4 or 5 months who had no family, only a mother who was unwed and who had taken over my life completely when we were married. She never seen anything wrong with what she done, but she would take spells. She would not let my own mother stay all night." End quote.
Weird. What is, so she lived there full time, but her mom couldn't come over?
What does take spells mean?
I have no idea.
She's a witch now.
Oh, God.
Take spells. Maybe that was, like, drugs?
Perhaps.
I don't know. Braggs's mother took up a lot of his attention and limited Nanny's activities. The marriage produced 4 daughters from 1923 to 1927. So she was 18 when she first had a baby.
Wow.
And she had them in quick succession. That is what, one a year. That's,
damn.
Poor her. The stressed out nanny started drinking and her casual smoking habit became a heavy addiction. Both unhappy partners correctly suspected each other of infidelity.
Correctly. And
Braggs often disappeared for days on end. In 1927... it must have been right after their last kid was born. Braggs was mystified when 2 of their children died suddenly, only a few months apart. But Nanny could offer no explanation. Each child had seemed healthy when Charles left for work, but they cried at his leaving and died in convulsions not long after breakfast.
Sad.
Small insurance payments eased the pain because money fixes everything. But Braggs became increasingly suspicious of his wife. One afternoon, he took their oldest living child and struck off for parts unknown, leaving Nanny behind with their other daughter, Florine.
Florine.
What a cool name. Packing up their meager belongings, Nanny moved to Cedartown, Georgia, where she met and subsequently married Frank Harrelson. Florine was barely 2 years old when Harrelson and Nanny hit the road, leaving the child alone in an abandoned house at 2.
Sad.
But the neighbors managed to track down Charles, the father, and he came for the child, but Nanny would not see her daughter again for 9 years. Braggs always maintained that he left her because he was frightened of her. Which, two of their kids randomly died.
That's suspicious.
Yeah. She's suspicious as fuck.
I don't like this bitch.
She's a suspicious grandma.
Suspicious Sarah.
It's a nanny. All right, her second marriage.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to spell suspicious. Don't look. Don't look.
Okay. I'm not looking.
That's definitely wrong. All right. Second marriage. Her second husband was Robert Franklin Harrison, who we talked about just before.
Mm-hmm.
They met and married in 1929. They lived in Jacksonville with Melvina and Florine, which are both the kids. So maybe the 9 years later or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe she had like partial custody or something.
She doesn't deserve any custody.
Melvina.
That's a cool name.
What cool names. After a few months, she discovered that he was an alcoholic and had a criminal record for assault. Despite this, the marriage lasted 16 years.
Wow.
This part is called grandchildren. So, Melvina gave birth to Robert Lee Haynes in 1943. Another baby followed 2 years later, but died soon after.
Aww.
Exhausted from labor and groggy from ether, because that's what they did back then, I think, maybe it was like a pain thing.
Mm-hmm.
Melvina thought she saw her visiting mother stick a hat pin into the baby's head.
Oh my God.
When she asked her husband and sister for clarification, they said Nanny had told them the baby was dead. And they noticed that she was holding a pin. The doctors, however, could not give a positive explanation. So they couldn't, like, prove anything. Because it was a million years ago.
Yeah.
The grieving parents drifted apart and Melvina started dating a soldier. Nanny disapproved of him. And while Melvina was visiting her father after a particularly nasty fight with her mother, her son, her only other son, Robert, died mysteriously under Nanny's care on July 7th, 1945.
Not much of a nanny, is she?
She ain't. The death was diagnosed as asphyxia from unknown causes. And 2 months later, Nanny collected $500 worth of life insurance she had taken out on the kid.
Now, that's not fair.
How do they even let that happen?
Can you take life insurance out on anyone you want?
I think back then you could.
That's wild.
Like, remember when we, our very first story ever about that guy that blew up the plane?
Uh-huh.
Like, you could buy it at airport terminals. He took out 2 life insurance policies on his mother.
That's crazy.
In, like, a fucking...
It's like, a little kiosk. Like, beep, 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 beep.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to do that. To the random people.
I don't think you could do that shit now. You have to try to get life insurance. All right. The death of Harrelson. So, in 1945, I guess shortly after her second grandchild had mysteriously died.
Mm-hmm.
Harrelson, her husband, raped Nanny.
No.
The next day, she put rat poison in his corn whiskey jar and he died that evening.
Well, someone deserved it.
Yeah, I don't feel that bad about that.
This one's a freebie. She gets this one.
She gets this one. Just this one.
Yeah.
All right. Later marriages. Nanny met her third husband, Arlie Lanning, through another Lonely Hearts column while traveling in North Carolina and married him 3 days later.
Okay.
Like Harrelson, Lanning was an alcoholic womanizer. However, in this marriage, it was Nanny who often disappeared for months on end.
Wow.
And when she was home, she played the doting housewife. And when he died of what was said to be heart failure, the townspeople supported her at his funeral. Soon after, the couple's house, which had been left to Lanning's sister, burned down.
Oh, no.
The insurance money went to Nanny, who quickly banked it after Lanning's mother died in her sleep.
Oh, my God.
Nanny left North Carolina and ended up at her sister Dovey's home. Dovey was bedridden. And wouldn't you guess? Soon after Nanny's arrival, she died.
Oh, no. Tragic.
Looking
I wonder
for
what happened.
It's a mystery. Wait, wait, wait. We'll never know. Looking for yet another husband, Nanny joined a dating service called the Diamond Circle Club and soon met Richard L. Morton of North Carolina. They married in 1952. He did not have a drinking problem, but he was adulterous because apparently everybody is back then. Before she poisoned him, she poisoned her own mother, Louisa, in January in 1953 when she came to live with them. Morton died 3 months later on May 19th,
1953. Wow.
Nanny married Samuel Doss from Oklahoma in June 1953. Doss was a Nazarene minister who had lost his family to a tornado.
Oh, no.
Samuel disapproved of the romance novels and stories that his wife adored. In September, Samuel was admitted to the hospital with flu-like symptoms.
Suspicious.
The hospital diagnosed a severe digestive tract infection. He was treated and released on October 5th. Samuel died... on October 12th.
Oh, God.
Nanny killed him that evening in her rush to collect the 2 life insurance policies she had taken out on him. The sudden death alerted his doctor, who ordered an autopsy. The autopsy revealed a huge amount of arsenic in his system.
Wow.
I think it was in another thing I read. It was enough to kill 4 men.
Really?
And then
it's too much.
Nanny was promptly arrested.
All right.
About time.
Finally.
Do I have?
Woohoo. All right, Nanny, getting arrested.
All right. So, confronted with the evidence of guilt, Nanny Doss issued confessions spanning 3 decades and at least 10 murders. Doss confessed to killing 4 of her husbands, her mother, her sister, her grandson, and her mother-in-law. The state of Oklahoma centered its case only on her most recent kill.
Why?
Because it was because of she got life.
Oh.
I think they just were like, this is good enough. She pled guilty and was sentenced to life imprisonment. The state did not pursue death penalty due to her being a woman.
Girl boss.
Doss was never charged with the other deaths, and she died of leukemia in the hospital ward of the Oklahoma State Penitentiary in 1965.
Wow.
She was only 60. Damn. She's buried at Oak Hill Memorial Park. And my sources are Wikipedia, an article, or not an article, the book an Encyclopedia of Modern Serial Killers - Hunting Humans by Michael Newton, and Murderpedia.
Murderpedia.
Yep.
Well, that's what happens when you kill people.
I guess.
Sometimes. You die of leukemia.
I just thought that was a fun little story.
That is a fun little story.
I mean, I don't know why whenever I tell stories or you tell stories about women murders, like, I don't hate them as much.
I know, right? It's kind of like, well, I mean, you had some good points there.
I mean, the only ones I don't, obviously, were the kid ones.
Yes.
But, like, her husband's? I can see it.
Yeah.
I probably shouldn't say that
out
loud.
Yeah, I see it. I totally get it.
And, like, her, maybe not her sister, but, like, I don't know. I don't know what their relationship was like.
Yeah.
She could have been a bitch.
Maybe she was a jerk.
Yep.
Maybe she made fun of her.
Maybe. She's like, Nanny Franny.
Ooh, Nanny, you have a grandma name. We'll
weird,
never know.
What weird name. I mean, her name was Dovey.
Dovey and Nanny.
Yeah, or maybe it's pronounced Dovey.
So many weird names.
So many weird names.
All around.
Yeah. I want to live back then. No, I don't. I want a cool name, I guess.
Me too. That's I'm changing all. My name.
You should.
I'm gonna.
All right. We could do it together.
We should.
See, that's so much work. So much work.
I just want to be Florine.
Aw. Florine.
That's me.
All right. Well, what are your plans for this month?
I'm going to have a birthday.
Uh-huh. I'm going to have a birthday party. Ooh. For baby.
And then... that's it.
And then we're going to just, like, get our ass in gear and start preparing for a wedding.
All right. I still have to get my dress.
It's like I'm, like, busy doing other shit right now. I'm, like, so all over the place. Like, half of my shit is in boxes. Okay. I can't be expected to be organized right now.
We'll get there.
Yeah. We'll physically get there.
We will.
Yeah, we'll be there at the wedding.
We just won't have dresses.
We just show up wearing Spanx.
We're here.
I thought you said you were providing the dress. No? Oh, shit. We, like, don't even pack clothes.
You were in charge of wardrobe for the whole trip.
I thought you were doing all of this for me. I can't handle it. Oh, it's going to go. I'm so excited for it.
Yeah.
So excited. Fuji's excited. Just kidding. He's going to be so depressed.
He's not invited.
He's going to probably cry and not eat that whole week. Aww. Oh my gosh, it's a baby.
Is that a baby?
Where'd that baby come from?
Is that a baby?
Hi, girl.
Hi, little baby.
Hi, baby.
She's got cookies on.
Oh, you little cookie monster. Hi, baby. Hi. Hi, bunny.
Aww. You want to say hi?
So sweet. So sweet.
Say hi.
Aww. You're so cute.
Say hello. No.
She said, this feels weird.
Is that your new friend?
Aww.
She's so cute.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. It's enough manhandling the mic.
You're the cutest thing that ever existed.
She is so precious.
All right. Well, that's that. Goodbye. On that. Follow us on social media. I'll post the picture of the pork bun.
Yes.
Or piggy buns.
Piggy buns.
And we'll see you guys in a couple weeks.
Goodbye.
Bye.